Track 2. Part of Chris Gillam's chat with Norfolk City legend Terry Alcock from 2018.
Hello, this is Chris Gillam and I'm interviewing Terry Alcock, one of the all-time greats of Norwich City Football Club. So in 1958 you signed for Norwich.
Exactly.
And why Norwich?
Well, as far as I can assume, I was they were the only person
who came in for me.
There was no publicity about transfers in those days. There was no gaining of financial rewards because the salaries were capped. You could only ever have a 12-month contract. There was great limitations on the ruling of transfers, and I just went into training 1 week. I mean, in fairness to the club, I was competing for an inside forwards position with William Moyer, who was captain of Scotland, Nat Lofthouse, who was England's famous centre forward, and Adel Lassell, who was another England inside forward. So I had plenty of
quality competition. Indeed. You joined Norwich in March 1958, and in your first full season, Norwich had that remarkable cup run.
Exactly, yes. And I didn't realise at the time, otherwise I don't think I would have signed, that Norwich would have been virtually bankrupt that year previous, and the press locally had paid the players' wages, and they'd had collections in the crowd for volunteering to pay money.
To keep the club going.
So as it turned out, and I wasn't aware of that, that the next year, or the same season, was the success of the 1959 Cup Run, and that re-established the club financially.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
A lot of people.
You got to the semi-final, which was pretty good for a third division club.
It was. We excelled, really, because we knocked out Manchester United 3-0. We knocked out Cardiff 3-2. We knocked out Sheffield United. And we knocked out Tottenham, who were all Premier clubs. And we were a third division side.
Mm.
But it was a very well-established side. We had three really experienced players, the goalkeeper Ken Nethercott, and an international winger in Bobby Brennan. And we had Ron Ashman, who'd been a stalwart for years, had great experience and weren't overawed by any occasion at all. And then we had myself, Barry Butler came from Sheffield Wednesday, Harold Crossan came from Manchester City, I joined from Bolton, and Matt Crowe came from one of the top Scottish clubs. So they got quality in there as well, and we managed to build up a great atmosphere of continuity and quality play. We weren't a third division team that most people expected. In actual fact, on every occasion, we beat the teams by sheer quality.
Yeah. And who did you lose to in the semi-final?
Would you believe Luton Town, which we regarded as the poorest team we'd met, although in fairness, they were a Premier club side in those days. So we shouldn't have underestimated them, and I don't think we did. We had the first semi-final played at Tottenham, and we drew that 1-1, and the second one the following Wednesday was at Birmingham, and we lost 1-0. But we had a goal disallowed in the first game where I was penalised for interfering with the goalkeeper. I jumped to head a ball, he'd come out to catch it. We collided and the ball beat both of us, and Earl Crossan just tapped it into empty net. But they gave a foul that I committed without knowing it.
It's remarkable that you remember these things. Amazing. You went on to play 389 games for Norwich, with your final appearance coming at Blackburn Rovers on the 23rd of April 1969. So that's a pretty long and conspicuous career.
Yeah, very good. I hold every scoring record there is at the club, apart from the actual massive total of 133 goals by the great Johnny Gavin, who had spells at Norwich two or three times in Tottenham. But having said that, I was three goals short of the overall total, and yet people don't realise I played the last 5 years at centre-back.
Indeed, and they reckon that the pundits say you'd have broken the record if you'd stayed up front.
Well, I would, because I used to get annoyed by defenders coming up for corners and getting in the way when, you, as a forward, you created the space I'm going to run into. They'd come up and make a bloody nuisance of themselves. I hold the most records in a season with 37 goals.
And that still holds, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody's been near that.
No.
I hold the record for the most hat-tricks. I have five hat-tricks. Hat-tricks against Liverpool, hat-tricks against Newcastle. I scored four against Newcastle. And that was at Liverpool when they won the championship. So... and then Bury was my favourite club to play against. I had two hat-tricks against them. One was the first game of the season, and the other was after we'd had the snow of 1963.
Yeah.
We'd a 10-week without playing. We were actually training in one of the hangars at the airport in Pimsels, because we couldn't use any facilities elsewhere. But they were great days. I mean, the week I scored seven goals in a week against Stoke on the Saturday, Newcastle on the Wednesday, and Manchester City on the following Saturday in the Cup, and seven goals in a week.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
I mean, now I'm watching, they don't have a shot for 45 minutes.